Good morning. Welcome to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. You're going to hear from men staying with us about their journeys with addiction and/or homelessness, their struggles and their triumphs, and how, with the help of Neighbors of Hope, they're learning that through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Very good.
Well, we're a little small today, but nonetheless, we're two or more gathered, right? Here we are a week after Easter. We talked about the power of the resurrection, and we had wrapped up our Lenten study on the Gospel of Mark. And so I thought today, in light of the power of the resurrection and the hope that it brings to us, maybe we could share a little bit about your gentleman's experience during this COVID culture that we're all encountering, right? And maybe how the hope of the gospel is impacting your lives. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I love perfection. Okay, so you had selected a scripture that you wanted to share. Mark, would you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah.
Just give us what the
Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40, I guess.
Okay.
Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Okay, the greatest commandment. You want to go ahead and kick off some initial thoughts?
During this coronavirus stay-at-home orders, as far as loving your neighbor, respecting the governor's orders and not going out, unnecessarily traveling, doing all these things, potentially spreading this virus, that's loving your neighbor. And it's loving yourself too.
So you see your participation in here in our men's ministry in alignment with our governor's stay-home order. Do you see that more just as compliance with an order? Or if I'm hearing you correctly, as you understand that this is an opportunity, staying home is equivalent to an act of love of neighbor.
That's what I'm saying, an equivalent act of loving your neighbor, not just rule following.
So can you speak a little bit about how your motivation as being in compliance, if you want to say that, if you want to, being in alignment with Jesus's call for us to love our neighbors, how does that impact you differently than just like, you know, I got this new rule I got to follow for X amount of time, and we become, you know, whining Willie.
Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with mindset, the way you look at things. We're doing things because you have to, or because if you're doing something just because you have to, maybe there's a little bit of doing a little bit of if you're doing it because you have to, it's like you really want to do something else, your heart's in the wrong place. But if you're doing it being Christ-like, like Paul says, then loving your neighbor, following rules, is because that's in line with the Christian life. That's what God would want you to do. That's the right thing to do. And it's seeing the Christ in other people, as Paul also says. Yeah.
I think, you know, first of all, it's Jesus asking us to do something. And then when you really are a true follower of Jesus, and it's something you want to do, you know, when somebody that you love and loves you asks you to do something, it's something that you want to do. If you're, if your child asks you, boy, can we have hot dogs tonight? You know, a lot of times it's like, hey, I want to make hot dogs for you. It's, you know, it's no problem. I want to do that. So here's the one thing that Jesus has asked us to do over everything else is take care of our neighbors. So it's something that you should want to do. It doesn't feel like you should be forced to do that. And I think in this kind of time of crisis, it's really made us think about what is a neighbor. Because, you know, first of all, you think it's the guy that lives next door to you. You know, here at this ministry, it's the guy that lives on the bunk next to you. But really now with this, your neighbor is everybody in the state, everybody in the country. Our actions can impact so many things. So it's kind of caused us to rethink what our neighbors are and how we can impact negatively or positively how our actions are. And I think that's, when you look at it that way, I think it's you can take this horrible thing that's happening and maybe put a good turn on it and learn some things and become a better person.
Well stated. Well stated. Anything else you want to add? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe let's invert that, right? During some of this, I know there are individuals and groups in the greater Lenawee County community, right, that have reciprocated that act of loving neighbor toward us. Can you share a little bit about your appreciation for community members reaching out to us in our time of need during this crisis?
Yeah. Well, there's different like restaurants and things like that that might bring extra food. There's churches that will provide food and things like that for the ministry. And there's certainly people all over the county that provides funds and different things like that that it helps us in our times of need. So it's not just what we are doing affecting our neighbors. We have to trust that our neighbors are treating us as neighbors also. So it's certainly a two-way street of hopefully us helping other people and people helping us. And I think that right now is what we need a lot of, and to try to keep that focus that, you know, when you're bored and you haven't seen, you know, family and friends because of we have to stay separate. You know, that really by just that act of maybe being in the wilderness for a while as we are actually helping others, you know, through all this.
Definitely like the donations with the cosmetics, toiletries, the food. It's, you know, there's not the Bible study anymore. The volunteers come in and do that because of the social distancing thing. But a lot of donations for the most part are steady through this. People are helping out however they can.
How does that make you feel?
Not forgotten, cared about, loved. Like, see the Jesus in these people. They're definitely reciprocating, loving your neighbor, believing what I believe. I feel like these people interpret the Bible the way I do, as far as Jesus loving your neighbor. Actions, faith without works, they talk about that. Makes me feel pretty good. Not forgotten about.
It makes us
not
to
judged.
It makes us to try to, you know, try that much harder in our walk and our fighting our issues, trying to heal. That there's a reason why we're going through all this, that hopefully there is a better tomorrow than today. And that's what, you know, kind of keeps you motivated to keep going forward.
Well, you know, Christianity is a lifestyle, not a religion.
Did you read that as some bumper sticker? Well, I mean, that's, yeah, we would all agree that that's true. But, you know, if we ritualize our lifestyle, we have no problem calling that a religion, right?
Right.
All those type of things. So, yeah, I'm sure many of our listening audience have similar struggles, and our hearts go out to them. I do pray that they recognize that you are mindful of our neighbors in this community, that you're also grateful for our neighbors in this community. And I know it's an overused line, but I think what you've shared concretely demonstrates that we're in this together. What a blessing it is to hear from you gentlemen, the recognition that that you matter to others in this community. And I certainly pray that our listening audience hears you say that they matter to you too. When you look at the solidarity of the community during a crisis such as this, what a beautiful thing that is. And we would say theologically, where we see beauty, truth, and goodness, right, there we see evidence of God. And so my prayer for our listening audience at this time is, you know, let's keep our eyes looking forward and for those evidence of God in the beauty, the goodness, and the truth, that despite whatever we're going through, Jesus is still on the throne. Right, that's still God's creation, and that ought to give us hope during this time. Mm-hmm. Any closing thoughts?
Things will get better.
Well, all right, gentlemen, I appreciate everything that you shared to our listening audience. Stay safe, stay well, and until we meet again next week, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be on you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry, our women's and children's ministry center, the Blessings and More Donation Center, our Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Woven Hope Women's Boutique, and of course, this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Currently, we're also in the process of establishing our first Good Neighbor Center. To find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope, visit neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.